On Integrity by Ceylon George. Every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. Matthew 12:25. Ever had a case of internal conflict so bad that it made you physically ill? When things get to this level, it often means that your personal integrity is at stake. In such cases, you're almost always faced with a choice between doing what's expedient or doing what's right. And when faced with such a choice, you're sometimes prone to preferring the former, even in cases when you manage to choose the latter. Maybe you're terrified by all this. Maybe you're wondering, why do I not prefer what's right instead? Maybe you beat yourself up over your internal conflicts. But these kinds of internal conflicts don't make you a bad person. They make you a whole person. Integrity and wholeness. Motivated by a desire to relieve the tension caused by internal conflict, we compartmentalize our inner and outer lives. We stop paying attention to our inner compass and find a million ways to rationalize our behavior. Once this pattern becomes ingrained, no amount of ethical knowledge will help us make the right choices, since our ethics becomes disconnected from our inner lives. In A Hidden Wholeness, The Journey Toward an Undivided Life, Parker J. Palmer writes, "The divided life at bottom is not a failure of ethics, it's a failure of human wholeness." What does Palmer mean by wholeness? He writes, "Wholeness does not mean perfection. It means embracing brokenness as an integral part of life." When we deny our potential to stray, we're much more prone to going astray. When we embrace our brokenness, we're more likely to live with integrity, which Palmer describes as the state or quality of being entire, complete, and unbroken. The paradox here is that we become whole by embracing all of who we are, even the parts that tend toward brokenness. Failure of institutional integrity. The words of Jesus in the opening quote attest that the pain of internal conflict is nothing compared to what can happen when we decide to live divided lives. But there is still a price to pay, sometimes a steep one, for living with integrity in a world that does not value it. I was reminded of this fact after listening to a Planet Money podcast episode about Wells Fargo Bank, a major player in the 2008 global financial crisis. The show featured employees who became aware of how the bank was manipulating the system for their own gain. Instead of remaining silent, they decided to speak up. They were all fired. You'd think this was the worst thing that could happen to them, but there's more. Many of these unjustly fired employees have trouble finding work to this day. Here's why, according to Planet Money. What was happening had everything to do with a little-known form called the U5. This is a form in the banking industry that's essentially a report card from all your former employers, like a permanent record. The ex-employees we talked to say they pushed back against the crazy sales culture at Wells Fargo. In retribution, they say the bank marked them with a scarlet letter that is badly damaging their careers. Turning the tables. As I listened to the episode, I became outraged. But this outrage quickly turned to despair. Then I was haunted with the questions. What would you have done? Would you have had the courage to speak up? I'd like to think the answer is yes. But instead of comforting myself with self-righteous thoughts, the phrase, "There but for the grace of God go I," arose from within me. In the end, what does integrity mean to me? It means acknowledging the darkness deep within and surrendering to the light. Enduring inner conflict. If you experience inner conflict from time to time, it means that you have not completely surrendered to divided living. So stay with the tension. Ask yourself the difficult questions and surrender your brokenness to the light. This is how we will save our institutions. This is how we will learn to walk with integrity, even when the price of doing so is high. This is how we can break the darkness that comes with living divided lives.